Hello and welcome to A Cup of Something Lovely, a fortnightly creative business podcast. I'm Laura Greenland, a tea-drinking, ocean-loving, former digital nomad, and I'm here to help you build a truly successful yet soulful business. I've been building my own brand since the end of 2019. I'll be sharing stories, anecdotes, experiences and tips through a mixture of gorgeous solo episodes and exclusive guest interviews from aligned industry experts. I'm so excited that you're here. Welcome back to A Cup of Something Lovely and our second tea break episode for March 2024, you lucky devils, you. Today, we are going to be talking all about the positive effects that physically writing down your goals actually achieves for you, and also why it's really important to reflect back on them on a regular basis. Now, it's a classic stat that you probably have seen bandied around quite a bit, but research has shown that you are 42%, quite a big percentage, more likely to achieve your goals if you've actually got them written down. And there's also been some other research studies, and again, there's so much insight and so much evidence that suggests that when we vividly describe what we're aiming to achieve, and I mean like so in depth that if someone else were to pick the piece of paper up and actually read what you've written about, they would 100% be able to kind of visualize your future trajectory, what you're trying to achieve. So like you have to be like explicit around what it is that you're looking to accomplish. Again, additional research, it's like 1.2 to 1.4 times more likely to achieve those goals than someone who simply holds them in their head. Now, it's really interesting as to why this happens. And I've always said that if I hadn't have gone into like marketing and business strategy specifically, that I would have gone essentially into psychology. Now, that being said, I mean, marketing and sales, so much of it is psychology. So I suppose I kind of went into that field, albeit a little bit by accident. But something happens when we write a goal down and when we start really visualizing it, when we start documenting it and we write everything and anything associated with that goal down on a piece of paper. So to say, two things happens. One is external storage and the other is known as encoding. So external storage is essentially you storing and kind of containing that information in that goal in a very specific location. So it could be like a piece of paper, it could be a post-it note, it could be a whiteboard, like something that's really easily accessible. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a portable thing, like it could be written down in your, like in a journal that you keep in your bedroom all the time, like wherever it is, it doesn't really matter. But it's basically allowing you to recall that goal and recall everything around that goal in much better resolution because you're literally staring at like a visual cue every single day. So when we talk about writing down goals and we talk about kind of documenting them, it also really pays to keep them somewhere quite visible because it's like a constant trigger in our minds that this is what we said we were going to do and like we need to do it, we need to remember it, we need to really lean into it. But there's something else going on here and that's known as encoding. It kind of takes this whole process another step deeper into the brain. So when encoding happens, it's basically like a process that happens in our brain. It's kind of linked to your brain's like hippocampus. I'm not going to get too scientific around it, but it means that where kind of memories and thoughts and goals and these sorts of things are stored, like what actually gets stored in like the long term hang on to that stuff space, and then what stuff gets discarded because we've just got so much going on in our brain. So when you write something down, you're kind of helping that encoding process in your brain. So like you write it down and it's got a much bigger chance of being remembered on a long-term basis. So if you're setting goals in your business for the next 6 to 12 months and you sit down in like, where are we now? Like November of 2023, you had a conversation with your team about what you wanted to achieve this year. but you didn't document it anywhere, the likelihood is the deeper parts of those conversations and the real nitty-gritty bits of like detail and information that would be really helpful for you to look back on, you're going to forget them because, one, you've got no kind of ongoing visual cue, you've got nothing to refer back to. And this kind of encoding process in your brain just hasn't been supported. Now, there's also another kind of angle with this, which I find really fascinating. I was reading like a Forbes article all about it, and neuropsychologists have basically identified something they call the generation effect. Now, it's nothing to do with, as in like generations in your family or anything like that. It's actually when you've created something yourself, as opposed to just like reading it. So when you've written out, you know, your, I don't know, your 12-month vision for your business in your planner and it's in front of you, you've generated that yourself rather than going online and maybe reading some kind of, you know, suggested business plan for 2024 for coaches and consultants, whatever it might be. Like, you have generated it yourself. You haven't just read it. So when you write down your goal, you're basically creating that generation effect twice. So you're generating the goal kind of in your head. So you're initially going, okay, cool. What do I want to achieve this year in my business? Like, wouldn't it be amazing to finally hit, I don't know, insert revenue goal here? Wouldn't it be brilliant if I could, I don't know, take more time off and have more flexibility in my business and more freedom to spend with my family and my friends? Or, I don't know, we'd really love to recruit our first team member, or we'd like to buy a new van for the flower deliveries, whatever it might be. You kind of sit there, generate the goal in your head. So a picture and a vision and a feeling and all those emotions can kind of, you know, they just can take up space inside you, and you're generating it. But then when you write it down, you're like reprocessing that image again. It's almost like you're reinforcing it. You have to rethink that whole picture and then put it on paper. And there's a lot of like cognitive processing that's going on right there, especially if you really lean into the goal in like massive amounts of explicit detail. So you talk about how it would make you feel. You talk about what you can see and smell and taste, and like you just embrace those goals wholeheartedly. It really helps to just like, as if that goal were just being like emblazoned into your brain as like a permanent fixture. So it's not just like, it's not just a trigger. It's not like a waking up in the morning and going, oh shit, yeah, I said I was going to do that thing. Really glad I've looked at my little post-it note reminder on my mirror this morning. It is a trigger and it does help you to remember, but it's also just making your mind so much more efficient and really helping you to focus on like the absolutely crucial stuff that is going to help move your business forward. And I mean, there's not many things in your business that I could class as being more important than goal setting and more important than that big vision. It kind of links back to, we spoke about it in the last episode, like thinking about your why, like thinking about why you're doing this, like this crazy, slightly mad journey of entrepreneurship that we all find ourselves on. Like, why? Why are we doing this? And most of us have got good reason. Most of us have got financial goals. We might have freedom and flexibility goals, things we're trying to achieve for ourselves, for our families, you know, generational wealth, etc. Or we're trying to make a real difference. We're trying to help people or places or just the planet in general. Maybe those goals are environmental, sustainable, whatever. But your why, like the why, think about your business why. I always like to use this as an example of, or like an analogy. Like, it's the why are you getting out of bed in the morning? Like, why am I continuing to do this even when I feel like I want to like throw in the towel because I'm absolutely knackered and I can't do this anymore? That's your why. That's the thing that really keeps you going. And that really ought to influence your goals. It should influence what you're trying to achieve in your business month in, month out, year in, year out, because all of your goal setting should be edging you closer towards really achieving that why on a regular basis. And also if you've got like a big punchy why, like a big outcome that you're looking to sort of move towards, that's why your goal setting is so important. Now, a word of warning on goal setting. There are lots of typical things in business and lots of things that I've witnessed firsthand over the last 4 years of running my own brand, both in the context of my own business, but also for many of our clients. Now, goal setting is one of these things that I think it can either be like your best friend or it can be like your worst enemy. I have had a lot of clients that have said to me, I don't set goals in my business. I just don't do it. It doesn't sit right with me. It makes me feel really pressured. It makes me feel really overwhelmed. I just don't do them. And then I get disheartened and, you know, all of the reasons and all of the excuses as to why goal setting just simply doesn't work for them. Now, there are definitely things to take into account, as particularly if you're operating from a kind of neurodivergent place. Speaking as someone who I am now fairly certain, I'm going to go for some kind of assessment around this, because I have a big suspicion that I have a few things at play, particularly based on my kind of track record and things that are going on in my family. I know that it's not always easy to set goals and be productive and show up as this like shiny, hyper-productive entrepreneur, because I'm very rarely in that kind of operational mode, if I'm honest with you. And this is something that I do struggle with on a kind of day-to-day basis. But all of that to say, and also working with clients that have got, you know, confirmed neurodiversity, just because we might struggle day to day, it doesn't mean that we still shouldn't set those goals. It doesn't mean that we can't still have a vision and just work in a more gentle way towards it. But if you do want to kind of embrace goal setting in a more, let's say, traditional sense, if you're able to, like, if you're really craving that accountability, then I highly, and I always have done, I've highly endorsed the kind of 12-week year concept in your business. Now, this is something I teach in our marketing starter kit course. We've got a whole kind of module and section dedicated to goal setting and business planning and really being able to kind of fuel your marketing strategy in a much more strategic way. But the 12-week year is this great concept. I think I learned about it maybe in my first or second year of running my business, and it's been something I've always leaned into ever since. But essentially, and it's not rocket science when you think about it, you just break your year down into four 12-week sprints, which if you want to, you can tie them into just your typical quarters. So, you know, sprint one being January, February, March, etc. You can tie it into your financial year if you're run, you know, if your year in business runs on a slightly different timescale, doesn't matter. But essentially, 12-week sprints for me and for a lot of my clients have always ended up being like the absolute sweet spot for goal setting. So you might have your bigger vision. You might have your big goals that you're trying to do on like an annual basis, or maybe you've got a 5-year plan. I'm all for it. I'm all for vision casting and being able to really keep that kind of guiding compass, keeping your business why, motivating you and driving you forward and kind of keeping you on track. But what do we do in the interim? What do we do to actually move the needle? What do we do to move our businesses forward and make revenue and get new clients and customers through the door? That's all like the day-to-day stuff. And this is where goal setting is really important to kind of keep that forward momentum growing. But one thing we tend to do is massively, 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 massively overestimate what we can actually achieve in a given period of time in our businesses. Particularly if you're like me and you've got a kind of slightly ambitious, I wouldn't go as far to say reckless, but I'm always like, yeah, I can absolutely get all of those things done, like 100%. And then I get into like paralysis and I take, you know, weeks and weeks to weeks to do things and my deadlines all go out the window. And I'm a nightmare sometimes when it comes to goal setting because my own brain trips me up on things. But even without all of that, we're so inclined as entrepreneurs to be like, yeah, I can totally launch a brand new website, you know, attend our biggest trade show of the year whilst simultaneously launching a new brand and a new brochure. I say that as a slightly tongue-in-cheek example because I actually had to do that in my old corporate job in the marketing department and it nearly killed us off. That's the kind of goal setting and the kind of level of achievement and output that we should not be doing in our businesses because it is not sustainable and it pushes people over the edge, as I can say, speaking from experience. Thank you, old corporate line manager. You shall not be named for legal reasons, but if they ever listen, they'll know exactly who they are. I joke, but it's that kind of level of goal setting and that level of output that can be really detrimental, because we either do it, and as I say, to the detriment of everything else, so we like push ourselves to the point of a nervous breakdown, or we burn out and energetically we are just completely battered for the forthcoming quarter, having gone like way too big in Q1, Q2's then a write-off. Or the opposite happens and we set all these punchy goals and nothing happens because we are just overwhelmed, paralyzed. We maybe do one of the 74 things that we said that we would do, and then we feel like we've let ourselves down, and then we feel really disappointed. So there is like a beautiful balance to be struck with goal setting, and the 12-week year, this like 12-week sprint concept, has always really helped me to find that point of kind of equilibrium between ambitious goal setting and like fluidity and freedom and really feeling into ourselves as creatives. So every 12 weeks, you kind of almost wipe the slate clean. It's like kind of having like a year end every 12 weeks in your business. I absolutely recommend that you set yourself no more than like 2 to 4 big punchy goals to achieve in every 12-week sprint. That might not sound like a lot, but bearing in mind that goal setting, that generally, you know, that's kind of linking to big achievements or big projects or things that you're really looking to accomplish, or maybe like new stuff that's going on in your business. Like your goal setting isn't like fulfill all of the orders that come into my shop or create my content for my marketing channels. Like we got to do all of that stuff all of the time anyway. Like keep on top of invoicing. That's not a goal. That's like a prerequisite. That's a requirement, a day-to-day ongoing responsibility in your business. So goal setting is like the other stuff, the big stuff, the important stuff that we really need to prioritize. So if you're trying to do all of the day-to-day and we're setting, you know, 2 to 4 big, punchy, lovely goals that we want to achieve every 12 weeks, suddenly it doesn't sound like we're kind of undershooting. Like that's probably about right, given the kind of attention that your goals will typically need. And if it's one massive goal, like if it's like, you know, rebuild and relaunch our website, that might be enough for a 12-week sprint in addition to all the other stuff that you have to keep ticking along. But for me, the key with goal setting, as I say, is to really find a balance, like find a way to do it that feels good for you. It might be that 12 weeks doesn't work for you. For me, it's always been far enough ahead to be really proactive, but close enough in that if I do need to shift and change things, I'm also not having to like redesign the wheel every 10 minutes. For me, it's always been like this absolute sweet spot with goal setting. And even as someone who struggles with, you know, productivity and output, etc., on quite a regular basis, every single day of my life, this actually really, it still really works for me. So it might be something to still consider, even if you've got some of that at play as well. Now, as I mentioned, on more of the kind of the scientific, snazzy psychology side of things, there's science going on behind this. This is not just woo business advice. I'm not just saying, you know, write your goals down on a pretty piece of paper and stick it to your wall because it's a nice crafting activity. That's great. Do that as well, because it's really lovely creating vision boards and doing goal setting in that really creative way. But there's the science behind this. It works, and it genuinely works. And there's reasons as to why this works in our brains. Now, as I say, revisiting, writing the goals down in the first place, kind of celebrating your goals as well, and kind of giving yourself that recognition when you achieve a goal, that's like all of that stuff is so, so important. So one of our digital downloads in Blossom for this month is a brand new monthly goal setting track document. And I say this about all of our downloads, but I'm honestly so proud of what we've created with this suite. And what's lovely is that every single month we're going to kind of have, you know, a loose theme around Blossom and kind of typical topics that we're going to be digging into that are all sort of unified, that are really going to help you along the way. And March 2024 for us, it's all about this. It's all about, you know, sustainable resets, sustainable goal setting, just really being able to kind of create habits and routines and a little bit of structure in your business, but in such a way that kind of really complements you and really genuinely helps you along the way as well. So these little kind of resources that we've created, I know they're going to help people, and I'm just so excited about them. Our monthly goal setting tracker PDF is such a beautiful document that's been designed in the team. And if you go into the document, when you download it, it's again, it's not very much. So over on the website, just go to our digital download section in Blossom. You've got like yearly goal breakdowns. You've got monthly goal setting for every month of the year. And you can look at all of the good stuff that's happened in your business, like all of the things that you feel really proud of, all of the things that you're just like so happy to have achieved. And then also being able to set your goals for that like forthcoming month. So if you kind of go for this like 12-week sprint model, you can absolutely use that in those little 12-week sprints. It just gives you such a nice way of reflecting back on everything. And towards the end of the document, you can also reflect on like your whole year, your annual highlights, all the things that you're really proud of, all the things that you've achieved in your business. It's lovely. So I'm excited for you to get stuck into it. I really hope today's episode has been helpful, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. Wishing you all a really wonderful Q2. It is right around the corner. So if you're feeling ready, if you're feeling like you want to embrace it, now is the time. Like, get planning, trial it, do a 12-week sprint for Q2. Let me know how it goes. Reach out to me on Instagram if you need any help, any input, and I'll see you on the next episode. If you've enjoyed this episode of Cup of Something Lovely, then I would love for you to subscribe. You'll always get notified whenever we've got a new episode available. You can also come and find me over on Instagram at Ebb, Flow and Grow. Over on the website, www.ebbflowandgrow.com, you'll also find heaps of resources, some free, some low cost, and all of the details on how to work with us, upcoming dates for our future retreats, and so much more. You can also hop on our email list and you'll receive all of our latest resources, and we send out a few emails each month with little updates on everything that's going on at Ebb, Flow and Grow HQ.